This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Good morning. Welcome to Deer Season Daily, October 20th of 2025. Might look a little bit different if you're on YouTube. Maybe not a lot, but a little bit because I don't have the whole setup going. I'll explain that on this episode why we're running behind this evening slash early this morning. And I'll also talk about the weather and movement predictions, of course, as we get closer to the best weeks of October. And then I'll wrap up with the tip of the day. No news today. I'm trying to keep this one a little bit shorter. But before we get into all that, don't forget about our partner for these episodes. That's Rax Big Game Supplements. You can go to raxmineral.com, check out everything they have there. They've got protein blocks. They've got mineral. If you find their dealer locator on the website, you can find a dealer, and they have feed as well, different options for that. You can check all that out at raxmineral.com. If you guys are on an audio-only platform, make sure you go ahead and follow us, leave us a review. That really helps us out and getting the word out and getting the podcast to other people. If you guys enjoy it, you think they will too, do that, and that helps us out. Also, if you're on YouTube, subscribe so you know you're one of the first people to know when these things come out. Also, like and comment. That stuff really helps the videos perform well too. RidgeHunterOutdoors.com is our website. I'm going to try to get some scent mixed up here this week. I know I've said that for like the last week and a half now, but I've been getting caught up with stuff, and hopefully I can get that done this week. I'm going to need to because it's getting to be the best time of year to use scent as well. So if you find that on the website or anything else, you can use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space. And you can get 10% off of everything in your order. That leads us to the RHO update. Got a doe video out coming today or tomorrow. So it'll be tonight or tomorrow. It'll be the doe that I shot at the cabin, the hunt with Blake filming for me. That one should be out either tonight or tomorrow. That was my first deer of the year. I think it was my third hunt. So if you guys missed the first video that I put out from my hunts, go back and check it out. Had some awesome video of a nice young nine-pointer. He didn't look real healthy. I'm not 100% sure what the deal was, but get a video of him. Blake got some pretty good last light video of a really nice buck on his first hunt, so you can check that one out as well. Those are both up on the channel. But we should have another one coming either tonight or tomorrow. Speaking of Blake, he does have a nice shooter buck that's back too, so update you guys on his situation. He hunted a really big deer last year and didn't end up killing him, obviously. And I think his sheds were found. Blake didn't find them. But anyway, that deer's back. He's got pictures of him again. He's right back in the same area. Blake thinks he's gone downhill a little bit, but he's still a super nice deer, so we're hoping he can get on that one. And then the other part of the update, this is why this is coming at you a little bit different this week as far as the video goes. And it's why it's going to be a little bit shorter because I'm running late here, burning the midnight oil tonight, getting this one in. Dad got on the board this evening with a nice buck. We're going to have that video coming out soon. It's going to be, it already is. I haven't even started editing it. It's one of my favorite videos that we've done since starting this whole thing. It is old school, old fashioned as they come anymore. He shot it with his 2002 Bowtech Patriot 0203, something like that. Aluminum Easton arrows and Muzzy broadheads. We were like 12 feet off the ground. He was using a steel Summit Climber from back in the day. It's awesome. I mean, the deer was down in the ditch. It's like the videos I grew up watching is what this one reminds me of. And I'm super excited about it. So you guys make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss when that comes out. You can also follow us on any of our socials. So Rich Hunter Outdoors on Instagram and Facebook. And you can get updates on those as well. But that video will be coming soon. I'm going to get that one out just absolutely as soon as I can. We'll have some pictures and stuff from that today, but then the video will come out later. So super excited about that. That is why it kind of put us behind schedule this evening on the things I wanted to get done, but I'm all about that. Of course, after you shoot a buck, you got to get everybody gathered up and celebrate and have a good time around. That's part of the reason we like doing this so much, just the camaraderie of it and getting to share the experiences with everybody and getting to share it with you guys really on the channel too. That's been something that I've really enjoyed. So I am super, super excited about this video. I think you guys are going to like it, so make sure you subscribe so you know when that one comes out. That is it for the RHO update. Oh, Nate does have a deer he calls a Sucky 7 back. He's a pretty good frame deer. Like, honestly, not a bad deer at all, but he just doesn't have any points. So I keep telling him he needs to shoot him because he's just an old bully buck. And if he shoots him, it might open up some room for a bigger buck to move in. And we'll see when that happens. So he's probably still not going to be hunting for a while. Unless he gets to go, we got some rain coming in next week, so maybe that'll give him an opportunity to get out there. But we'll see. Hope to get him out and get some video on all that stuff. Also, the regular podcast for today, if we get one this week, is going to be delayed, but I'm going to try to do one with Dad so we can talk about his hunt. Because there's some stuff, like in his interviews and stuff, that we didn't really get into, and I want to talk about that made that hunt happen and got that buck on the ground. So we'll do that for the next episode, probably. But I don't know when that'll be. It just depends on when we get time to get together and actually record something. So also I was kind of planning on doing a solo episode tonight for Monday's episode, but killing the buck kind of pushed that back. So is what it is. That moves us to the weather and movement. Today we're looking at a high around 70. A low this morning supposed to be 43. Might be decent this morning. The pressure is going to be like 30.1, but it's dropping all day down to 29.8. Very low winds this morning, south of 3 miles an hour, give or take. And then it's supposed to get up to 15 mile per hour sustained winds by the middle of the day. So it's probably going to be very similar to what yesterday was. As far as wind speed goes, maybe not quite as gusty. But out of the south, it's bringing in a little bit warmer air for this afternoon. Like I said, it's supposed to get up to about 70. I think this is probably going to be the worst day of the week as far as movement goes. Doesn't mean it might not be good, and this morning might be really good. But the rest of this week, I think, is going to be awesome. And yesterday, Sunday, was a really good day. So I think today's probably going to be the worst day of this little 7 to 10 day stretch right here because we had a cold front just move through. Today's looking like it's going to be the warmest day of those with probably the lowest pressure. And that south wind is going to be, like I said, up there around 15 to 20 miles an hour, like gusting up to 20, 25 maybe. So I just don't know that today's going to be awesome this afternoon. It could be. You could run into some bucks for sure. But I don't know. I think it will be the worst of these good days we got coming up. And I do think we have some good days coming up. The bucks are getting more active during the daylight. We're starting to see more on cameras around daylight. We're starting to see more at night, too. They're just becoming more active altogether. We're getting out of that October lull that I talked about last week, which is awesome. And we're starting to see some pre-rut activity. So opening up scrapes, seeing rubs pop up everywhere, seeing bucks kind of nudge other bucks off and push them around and start to really show their dominance and establish where they're going to be for the rut. That's the pre-rut activity we're starting to see, and that's only going to get better and better as we get towards November. Where I would be right now, scrape lines, if you've got a good one that's opened up with some good scrapes, or near doe bedding areas. If you can find hot buck sign around doe bedding areas, that's going to be a good place to be today and really throughout this week. I'll talk about that, I'm sure, some more as we move through this week. So that takes us to the tip of the day, which is something that comes from a video a buddy of mine sent me. You guys know him. Tyler took a kid youth hunting, and he shot a buck with a crossbow that we all thought should have been dead. I think the deer is dead, but they didn't end up finding him. And he was talking about how basically he did everything he was supposed to. The kid did everything he was supposed to do right. Put it right behind his shoulder, and he did. That's where the arrow hit, like right where he was probably aiming. But that leads me to my tip of the day. The deer had his front leg back, and he was quartering just ever so slightly. So the tip is wait for that front leg to get forwards before you take your shot, especially with archery stuff if you're trying to be behind that shoulder, because that automatically moves you 6 to 8 inches back from where you would be aiming anyway. And the way the lungs come down throughout the chest cavity, there's an area down there where you could look like you smoke a deer and only hit liver. And I wonder if that's not what happened on that buck, because his leg was back and he was quartering just a little bit. There was some other stuff that went on too that might have contributed. But again, nothing that kid did wrong. And it's just something that could be a learning experience. And for everybody else out there too, if you've done it, I've done it. You get drawn back and you're at the moment of truth and you just can't wait anymore, and you let that arrow fly. And if you just let that leg get forward just a little bit more, number one, it opens up more area that you don't have to worry about hitting the shoulder or hitting that hard leg bone. And number two, if you do hit where you're aiming right behind the shoulder, then you're going to be in a lot better area. And if you are low, you're going to hit heart instead of just liver. So that's my tip of the day. Let that front leg get forwards before you take your shot when you're using archery tackle, and you're going to have a lot more success. So that does it for Deer Season Daily, October 20th. I'll see you guys again tomorrow morning. Thanks for watching.